and say,
good morning, gorgeous.
No one else can make me feel this way.
Good morning, gorgeous.
Good morning,
gorgeous.
Good morning,
gorgeous.
All the times that I hated myself.
Well, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? Unusual Blessings podcast listeners. What y'all got going? Happy New Year to you. It's been a minute. I'm sorry, it's been a minute. But I was doing an experiment, if you might say. I was looking at the success of one of my previous podcasts where I talked about the American skin, the fear. And it's been doing really well. Every time I see it, it has projected more as far as, more than I thought it would, actually, views and listens than I thought it would. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited. Tonight is kind of different. Tonight is motivational night, okay? Can we do that? Can I talk to y'all? Can I motivate you? Can I motivate you to do something different? And y'all know I use a song, and song is music feeds my soul, music feeds my heart, music feeds me, it gives me what I need. And y'all know Mary J. Blige is my girl, so I had to honor her with Good Morning Gorgeous, because she always comes with the lyrics that I need in my life to keep going. Once again, it's your girl, Tundi. I just want to come on tonight first and say that I have been on a quest to complete my degree. And that kind of leads me into what it is and the topic that I am talking about tonight. I went to church today, and the pastor spoke about faith and having faith and manifesting what it is that you believe, manifesting what it is that you would like to see happen in your life, manifesting a manifesto of the manifestation. That's the manifestation of your life, of your dwellings, of your being, of who you are, and being who you are. that's it right there. What is manifestation? Manifestation is the simple act of something coming to pass that we thought may not come to pass. What is manifestation? It is you speaking out loud with your mouth an event or some type of situation that you want to happen. It's an event, an action, or an object that clearly shows or embodies something, especially a theory or an abstract idea. Do you have an abstract idea? I'm an abstract idea all in one, as me, as a person. You feel me? Like, I know I'm abstract. I'm abnormal. You know, I've heard somebody call me crazy. This guy was calling me one time. He's about to come over to my house, and I really didn't want to be bothered. But I heard him when he hung up the phone. He said, "This crazy son of a gun." I was like, and you know, I broke contact with him, because if he thinks that I'm crazy, I didn't need his butt, you know. So, but that was a while back. But that is, the journey that we are women or people, we take every day. First, I want to shout out to Ukraine. I have a lot of listeners in Europe and Ukraine and Russia, but you know, I ain't going to get into that tonight, because, you know, I'm going to let God handle that. You know, when you see a person that is trying to, you know, rob a whole generation of their inherent legacy, which has been done to black people so many years, it makes you kind of upset, you know. And, you know, it was even some racism over there, I was told. You know, people from Africa were not, you know, being allowed to move on over into Poland. But that's not even my business. You know, not that they weren't allowed, but they were put back. You know, you had to be outside. You can't wait. And then some of them said on the television that they experienced people telling them that they weren't wanted. So, you know, my voice is my mic. My voice is my heart. My voice is my voice. And, you know, and where that is concerned, I just give it to God, because, you know, we know that I speak on humanity. I speak on the right. You know, the right thing to do is treat human beings right. And I'm not going to, call any cards or do anything of that nature tonight, because that's not what tonight is about. Tonight is manifestation of you, what you got going on, what you got going on in your life. Do you wake up every morning and tell yourself that you're gorgeous? Do you wake up every morning and say, you know what, I'm going to stand for what it is that I believe, and whatever it is that you believe, you're going to stand on it regardless to what anyone says, regardless to what anyone feels, regardless to how anyone sees your vision, your dream for your life. You know, I've been on a quest ever since I went viral. You know, I started acting, and, you know, I really fell in love with acting. Proud to say that, you know, I did 3 weeks of a production, major production, by the end of the year. I should be out, and hopefully, let's pray to God that you might see your girl just in passing, maybe, you know, with some heavy hitters in the game. And shout out to Black Excellence. You know, I was just humbled to be able to be in that room. I can't really say the production, but because it isn't finished, but hopefully that's going to be something that really helps me in my career, in my acting career. Met some major players, some people that I really did get to be kind of cool with, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is about me, you know. I guess it's my light. I try to let my light shine wherever I am, and people notice it. And these, you know, millionaires noticed me, and they would speak to me and everything. I had several, you know, meaningful conversations with a couple of them, and one in particular. I really did enjoy meeting him. You know, it's like God put him on my heart. You know, I just pray his success. I pray that everything that he wants in life, he's able to accomplish, because he has such a passion for acting. And he's going to be a powerhouse. He's already a powerhouse. I was on set with him. I learned from him. I watched him and watched how he, you know, wanted to make sure that every cut was equally as good as the very first cut. He wasn't in charge of the cuts, but he was in charge of how he, you know, went into the scene. And that's what really drug me into him. And I just want to say his name, Jonathan Majors. I just pray that, you know, God gives him all the kind of success that he, you know, needs and deserves. He's a smart guy. He say what he got to say. He remind me of me. So, you know, just giving a shout out to that. I was even able to work on the Donda tour. I got called right back out to Miami and got a casting call for that. And that was awesome. Like, you know, Kanye is Kanye, and that's why I've been interested in his documentary, Genius. And that's one of the inspirations for me coming on tonight, was that I had watched Genius, and really seen Kanye West's heart from the beginning. And, you know, sometimes when you think abstract, and sometimes when you have thoughts that are out of the box, and you already deal with emotional problems, it can be kind of tormenting. But what you do with that energy is what counts. You know, being able to manifest your energies and manifest you in the most positive, the most respectful, the most classy way for us women, you know, is the goal. You know, my podcast gives me a way to speak, outlet of the person that I truly am. And, you know, I was even having a conversation with my sisters, and one of my sisters is, you know, going through a situation, and we all three of us were talking, and I said something, and, you know, divorce is hard. If anybody's ever known divorce, I've been to divorce. I've heard some things that Kanye said today about divorce, and I was like, wow, poor Kanye, I can understand how he feel because I've been there. And then, so in this conversation, my sisters and I were having, we were talking about separation and the whole nine. And, you know, people never really think about the man's point of view. I don't know why I got off on that, but people really never think about how men perceive their marriage, you know, because men, one thing about men, you know, if they're married and they get a divorce, they'll marry really quickly because men don't like to be alone. They can't withstand, you know, not having somebody. So they'll generally remarry very quickly. And then, you know, it's 9 times out of 10, it's them trying to find what they had with their wives, but it's not there. But on the other note, you have to manifest what is really and truly in your heart. You know, this year will be the 10-year anniversary of my divorce. And I've looked back over my life and the goals that I had when I, you know, initially got divorced. You know, I was going to go and do all these things. And, you know, I'm just going to just, the glow up going to be real. And you're going to see why you lost me, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then once I got into my self and after my ex-husband and I were able to become friends again, and at this point, you know, we had been divorced about 3 years, then we became best friends. Like, we talked on the phone repeatedly. You know, he always said something about coming home, and I always would say, why you always call my house your home? He's a cuz, you my wife. So we had that initial bond, we had that initial love for each other. But the manifestation afterwards, after the dust settled, after the divorce, you know, I was able to move forward. And then, of course, I went viral sometime. Let's see, 5 years later, after we broke up, I went viral. So here that is. That's 5 years. July the 17th will be 5 years. So manifestation, you know, looking at the cycles of your life, look into your life and notice how at certain points in your life things happen, major events happen to you, and what are those events, what are those life lessons supposed to be about? Are they for growth? Are you sitting in the same spot? Are you manifesting? Are you speaking a word out of your life? Are you writing down your vision? Are you making it plain? Are you speaking a word? You know, I'm going to always say the non-Christian version, but I'm always going to tell you the Christian version of who I am because I'm a Christian person. And a part of my life coaching is to tell a person how to, you know, dwell inside of them. Of themselves. If you don't believe in God, if you don't believe, whoever you believe in, I said that in an interview, whoever do you believe in, you know, generate that energy to be a division of yourself where you can carve it out and look and say, you know what, I don't like that. That eye is, you know, I can redraw that eye, you know. I don't like that mean spirit that I have. I don't like telling lies on people, or I don't like how that looks on me. You know, I don't like how my foot is big, and that may be you don't like the way that you look at people when they walk up, you know, or you don't like the way your fingers are being big, and that could be, you know, that could be turned around and saying you have a mean spirit about you. You know, just taking that person and carving out what you see is negative and correcting it. Because that's a part of life. Taking a look at yourself, saying, you know what? You know, that wasn't right. I shouldn't have did that. You know, I had a fender bender yesterday. And, you know, in hindsight, I'm thinking that this guy that hit me, he really was not. He was, well, I hit him that I backed into because it was just 1, 2, or 3 seconds. I turned into a place I was going to sit there and do a couple of things. And I turned into the restaurant to, I seen a place to park. By the time I put my car in reverse and went to back up, I hit him. And I was thinking, how did this happen? You know, and I had just been thinking, oh, I don't have wrecks. Oh, I don't do this and I don't do that. But see, we could take our mouths and kind of speak out something negative because, you know, being cocky can bring about things. Now, the cars weren't bad because we were in the parking lot. But at the same time, I got to thinking I shouldn't have been, you know, talking like that. I should have stayed humble. I should have, you know, just, you know, not even, I don't know why Satan had that in my mind, but, you know, I was thinking that. And so then look what happened. So you know, thoughts are thoughts and feelings are powerful emotions and they guide us. So we ought to always want to be guided correctly. We should always want to be guided to where we're helping someone, or should always want to be guided to be the best person that we can be. You know, while I was on set, I met 3 men who told me they didn't believe in God. And one of them was an older Italian white man. And he came and talked to me, and he was talking about the black church. And we had talked about religion before. And so he came back and sat down and he crossed his leg and he said, you know what? You seem like you're an intelligent woman. And I said, okay. He said, can I ask you something? I said, sure, go ahead. He said, I want to know why it is that black people who have been enslaved and, you know, just done wrong over the years, why do you all believe in the black church? You know, what is it that draws you to the church? And he said, you know, I think that anything that I've done is, you know, according to my effort. You know, and I sat and I listened to him. And, you know, a part of being, you know, a leader, you have to sit around and you have to listen to people and you have to listen to their various opinions about how they see things. Now, me personally, I would never turn my back on God, because what I did tell him was, you know, my life has truly been an example of things that weren't supposed to happen. Like, how many kids do you know met a president at 17? Or how many kids do you know that survived a car wreck on Halloween night in 1982, flipped over 6 times, got thrown out the back windshield? How many people do you know just survived, you know, adolescent bullying, survived? But that's everybody, though. See what I'm saying? That everybody has a story. Everybody has their own thing. But like I told them, you know, I grasp a hold to what I know. You know, the Lord is a feeling. He's a spirit. He's not. See, people always want something tangible. They, you know, I can't see it, so it's not real. You know, that's just the truth. It's, I can't see it, so it's not real. You know, that's why he said he lives in our belly. And out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Until you can, you know, understand where he's coming from with that, then you might not get why we as black people, or, you know, people outside of, you know, the black people who do to hear this, but why black people do grasp hold to the church, because it gives us something that we can, someone we can trust, and someone that we know we can call any time of the day or night and bring about a change in our lives. And that's what he does for me. But, you know, he does say that I have to make 2 steps. And if I make 1 step, he'll make 2. That's what he said. So I'm out here on a daily basis making steps. I'm manifesting. I'm reading. And I hadn't even told y'all, and I'm going to hurry in because I know it's late. It's on a Sunday night. I'm back in college. I have the rest of this semester and next semester, and I will have my bachelor's. And that's why I went viral. And I'm doing this all alone, you know. And if you want to donate to my education, just hit my PayPal at Eyes on the Prize 16. That's EYESONTHEPRIZE 16 at gmail.com. That's my PayPal. But because I've paid for this. I'm not a phony, and I was here and I had some extra money, and I heard the Lord say, it's time. I said, it's time to go. I said, it's time to go back. And that's when I answered the call. So always listen for your inner peace. Always listen to your inner voice. Always listen to the Lord speak to you, or whoever you believe may be speaking to you. Always listen for that guidance, because it's there for our betterment. Women wake up every day, say, good morning, gorgeous. I wake up every day and I tell myself, good morning, gorgeous. Not because I think I'm gorgeous, but because I have to feel it. I have to manifest it. I have to say, you know, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. I go out the house and I look good. Why? Not to impress a man, but or impress a woman, but to impress my God, because he gave me life, and he gave me life more abundantly. And he didn't say I got to walk around looking like a bum every day. He didn't say I got to walk around, oh, you know what I mean? You know, no, you don't say that. You walk around, you say, I am the righteousness of the Lord. I am blessed going and coming. My children are blessed going and coming. I have now and will always have more than enough, because my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. I walk by faith and not by what I see. The word of God is all I need to direct my life. So therefore, the word of God tells me that I am saved. And if you believe that, you are saved. And that's my manifesto. That's my manifesto of manifestation. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope I gave you a word. I didn't want to be long. I just want to come by and say Happy New Year. Still connect with me. TundiHector.net is really gorgeous now, guys. It's very new. I haven't got a launch date yet, simply because I'm trying to get it closer to the time where I graduate, which will be the day before the 5-year anniversary of the video. If that ain't God, I don't know what to tell you. That's why I say, if you want to donate, because I'm going to have 3 hard classes and they're going to be labs, and I know they're going to try to stiff on me, because see, what people don't know is I've went through a lot just obtaining my education, of people knowing the video happened, and they want to extort me because they think I got a lot of money. But you know what? My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And as long as I wake up in the morning and tell myself, good morning, gorgeous, gorgeous, I'm gonna keep on going. You guys have a good night. It's your girl Tundi. Don't forget to hit me up, Instagram, unusual_blessings, or Miss Always On Point, YouTube, Tundi Hector, Twitter, Unusual Blessings, Facebook, Tundi Hector, whatever you want to do, holler at me. Like I said, my PayPal is Eyes on the Prize. Eyes on the Prize 16. If you want to donate to the foundation, helping women, helping people go back to college, it's Eyes on the Prize 16 at gmail.com. Eyes on the Prize Foundation Incorporated is my foundation. It's my nonprofit. It's my 501c3. It is active. You can check that information. You will see it there. And it's your girl Tundi. I love you. And I'm going to go out with my girl Mary saying, good morning, gorgeous. Gorgeous. She's so gorgeous. I love
Why
Mary.
Why did I hate myself?
Yes. Go, Mary.
So today, Lord, help me. I wake up every morning and say,